Welcome back. 1234, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Thursday afternoon, we're going to check in with Mike Harris, Washington Times sports editor. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Andy.
Little news out of Redskins Park from Jim Haslett. Redskins are going to stay with the 3-4 defense, but what if Jay Gruden doesn't like that?
Then I guess he better figure out a plan B. You'd say they spent however long building the personnel to run that defense, but they have so many free agents, potential changes, that I don't think changing would be that difficult.
Mm-hmm.
The strength of their defense does seem to be the linebacking core, so maybe you want to keep four of them out there, but are they going to sign Arakpo? So there are a lot of questions.
Yeah. Here's a team, 3-13. Defense was ranked 18th, I believe, overall. To announce there'd be no change is, in my mind, a little premature. So
a lot depends on the personnel and what they're able to do with. And I think Arakpo's the key. He's going to the Pro Bowl. He's a pretty good player when healthy. He's probably going to cost him a fortune, but I think that's probably a guy you need to pony up and keep.
Anybody else that they really have to have?
Well, they seem to want D'Angelo Hall back, and I think he had a much better year this year than he did last year.
I agree.
But again, is that going to make him more attractive to other teams, and how much is it going to cost? I mean, he took a huge salary cut from 2 years ago to last year. Now it's going to go back up. How much?
Yeah. All right. Seattle Seahawk Richard Sherman says he plays old school football. You know, that's what that was all about. Old school football. Is that?
I don't recall the old school guys popping off like that.
I don't. You know,
not playing football. That's running your mouth.
That's right. And did you hear that? That's running your mouth. And loves this guy. And, of course, she loves the Seahawks. She thinks it's the best thing ever happened, him coming out and ranting like that on national television.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that works out. But, I'm emotional. I get that. I can live with that. But old school football and running your mouth don't walk down the street together. I don't get that.
Yeah. Michael Crabtree has stayed pretty quiet through all of this. You find that odd, or is that that's kind of, in my mind, that's kind of cool. Just kind of sit back and let this guy go on.
He's not going to stay quiet forever. One day he's going to open up and somebody's going to have a heck of a story. Be real curious to see what he has to say.
Well, didn't Sherman's brother come out and say that there was some kind of fight at a party?
There was an off-season incident at some charity event. Who knows?
All right. I saw your Capitals piece today. By the way, I love that. What's red, white, and blue?
Plays golf in May. Maybe April 15th this year.
The Capitals. Wow. What a hit.
Well, you look at their playoff record. More than half of their playoff appearances have been one and done. Only twice have they ever won more than two series. They got to the final in 1998, and they've lost in the first round 6 of 9 times since then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't stick around in the playoffs long.
Yeah, so they're on the outside looking in.
Right now, and you know, they've lost 6 in a row. They've got the next 5 on the road. They got to go out west. You know, not long after the Olympic break, they go play the Kings, the Ducks, and the Sharks. And, there's only 32 games left. I mean, they're running out of time. This season is flying by.
Yeah. Time for new people?
I think they need a defenseman in the worst way. I don't know how their defensive core got in the shape it's in, but they've got the 3 experienced vets that I mentioned in Green, Alder, and Carlson. And then it's just a crapshoot after that. I mean, they're playing 2 rookies together, including a 19-year-old who's probably not ready for the NHL. They've shuttled defensemen in and out all year. I mean, the defense is not anywhere near where it needs to be.
Is money an issue? Or do you think that
I don't know enough about the salary cap space in hockey, but I know they were tight. I know to keep Tom Wilson, the 19-year-old, they had to make a move, and that's why they traded Matthew Perreault to the Ducks, where he's having a great year, and they're the best team in hockey right now. So there is some of that, but if they can find somebody to take Erat, that clears up $4.5 million. Problem is, who's going to take a guy who costs you $4.5 million and isn't really that good anymore?
Yeah. All right, got about a minute left. Tiger's first tournament begins today, and so for many, that's the start of the golf season.
That's the start of the golf season.
I mean,
they've been in Hawaii for a month.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's on a course. I think he's won there 8 times.
8 times, yeah. Pines.
But as he said in his interview yesterday, he's winning a lot, and he was, I want to say, player of the year last year. I mean, he won 5 times.
Yeah.
He hasn't won a major, I think, since 08.
Right.
And when you get to Tiger's level and you get that close to, you know, I think he has 14 and Jack has 18, that's really all anybody cares about. If he wins every tournament but the majors, people aren't going to consider that a good year.
Yeah, he's 38 years old now, yeah. And people are kind of like, hey, you're running out of time for
that. Exactly right. He's running out of youth.
Yeah. Although he said, well, you know, Jack won the Masters when he was 46, and such and such won this. And so he's kind of making the excuses already that
or at least
telling people not to count him out yet.
Right. But I think it's, you know, I think it was a given early in his career. Now he needs 5 majors to pass him, 4 to tie. I don't see that happening.
Yeah. I heard Phil Mickelson say, oh, Torrey Pines, yeah, I played there as a kid growing up. You just play there 3 times a week. That was your high school course.
It's a tough life.
It really is.
A tough
amazing.
Life.
All right, Mike, good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too. Mike Harris, sports editor here at the Washington Times. Stay tuned. On the way, political editor Stephen Dinan. He's next on 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.